The school I studied at, ejaculation shames you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's basically it. Please do not ejaculate shame yourself. And please, women, don't ejaculate shame a man. Work together for them to actually reach a space of no goal. It took a long time. Like I was very much into just signing up to any cult there was. I want the best. I want the quickest in like the enlightenment race. I will pay my way to enlightenment. And again, I had a lot of money back then. So I just threw money at enlightenment. And by the way, people who don't know my past, I was jobless, homeless, and suicidal. I did make my way into coming into a self-made man. So, you know, I wasn't born rich. So I basically went to these schools and they did this 21-day challenge. And if you ejaculated, they made you start again. So that's what I did. And they gave you this beautiful tool where they say, okay, it's hard enough doing that because men, we have a problem, premature ejaculation. Women, you have a problem, you can't orgasm. Uh-oh, problems. And that's a whole podcast in itself where you need to learn how to communicate. So we learned how to communicate and we were taught that I needed to teach women how to help me or like they had to do this special, I call it the sacred sexual orbit. Check out sacredsexualawakening.com. And that sacred sexual orbit reverses the flow of energy. So they push out their energy, which pushes back my ejaculation. And I raise it up out the crown, into their crown, and they bring that energy down to their heart, out of their yoni. So they're physically pushing out their energy whilst we're making love. And I sublimate my like ejaculatory orgasmic energy and bring it up and you're circulating it between you. So it's teamwork. And that's the thing that helped me. Touching the $1 million point doesn't count because you're having a retrograde because your jizz is just going back into your bladder and you're pissing it out. I learned that after a couple of years of doing that. So I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. Shit, none of this counted. I lost all my oojas. Okay, right. And then I, you know, I'm deterred. Whatever I do, I'll get good at. If you've got ADHD and all these mental problems, if you direct your energy into something, you'll get good at it. So I was like, fuck this, I'm going to be the best at this. And then I did. And then I asked the help of these women, which they were very willing to help me. And I didn't shame them or have a go at them if they did it wrong. This is the biggest problem I'm seeing amongst men who are just starting off the tantric path because, you know, it's the Daniel Kruger curve of like standing on the top of Mount Stupid, telling everyone, this is how it's done. This is how it's done. And then you will fall off Mount Stupid and then you'll have to actually embody all of the stuff that you read in a fucking book. It's got to be embodied. It's got to be in your body. So the women really, really, really helped me become the man I am. It was the women that made me multi-orgasmic. It was the women that were patient to do these practices with me. And I never said, and I hear this from women, from about the men, tantric men in that womb. I never said, you're breathing wrong. You're doing it wrong. You're not doing it right. I mean, in a vulnerable space of sexuality, to shame someone and shout at someone and saying you're doing it wrong really fucks you up. And trust me, I work with women with sexual trauma, so I get it. So I have that wisdom and understanding of how much it could hurt someone by saying you're doing it wrong, this isn't right, and actually playing with it, being playful with it.